Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois officials are again urging people to please stay at home to help slow the spread of COVID-19, which has now claimed almost 300 lives in Illinois. Governor also announcing more help on the child care front, as WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The Illinois Department of Public Health has announced 899 new COVID-19 cases and 31 deaths. That means there are more than 11,000 reported cases in the state, including 274 deaths since the spread started. The death toll includes a prisoner at Stateville, the site of an outbreak. Governor Pritzker says when it comes to essential workers,
our essential workforce deserves to know that their kids are safe and cared for in a small and affordable group setting.
And he says starting April 1st, the state will cover most, if not all, child care costs for essential workers through Illinois' Child Care Assistance Program.
If you are an essential worker, full details and applications for assistance are available now on our Illinois Department of Human Services website and our state COVID-19 response website. That's at coronavirus.illinois.gov.
The new coronavirus has spread to 71 counties in Illinois. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Elders of a church in Hammond received tickets yesterday after they defied the stay-at-home order of Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb.
The mayor of Hammond brought the matter to light on Facebook yesterday. He called out the ministers from the Church of Christ on 169th and Leland for having Palm Sunday services yesterday morning. Mayor Thomas McDermott said the church elders should know better than to allow congregations to gather like that. He told CBS 2.
I think that just the fact that they had the first service, they violated the law criminally, and I'm going to speak to the prosecutor about that. If they were going forward with the 5 o'clock, it would have been more serious.
There were more than 30 people inside the church when Hammond police showed up. Some of the people were wearing masks. Church elders told the officers the services were essential. Police ticketed them, and the services went on. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A number of Wisconsin mayors, including Milwaukee and Madison, asking the state's health secretary to step in and stop the in-person voting in tomorrow's primary election due to the pandemic. The mayors asking Andrea Palm to stop the state from putting hundreds of thousands of citizens at risk by requiring them to vote at the polls. The Archdiocese of Chicago has released a new decree dispensing Catholics from Easter obligations in response to the pandemic.
The decree, issued by Cardinal Blaise Supich, removed the obligation of Catholics to receive communion during the Easter season and ask that they offer an act of spiritual communion and to attend a confession at the next available time. In making the decision, Cardinal Supich took into account the state's stay-at-home directive, advice from medical professionals, and understanding that social gatherings may help spread the virus. Dave Marcet, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The Far West Suburban Greenhouse is finding this to be a very unusual Easter season.
The owners of Schaefer Greenhouses are surrounded by a sea of 10,000 lily plants, plants that few are buying due to the coronavirus. The Montgomery Greenhouse had been getting ready for the Easter rush, but this year scores of churches that would normally buy the lilies for altars or individuals who would bring them home as gifts aren't going to the greenhouses. Schaefer Greenhouses tells the Beacon News it plans on running a big sale and have an email campaign going. Normally by now, though, at least a third of the lilies would be gone. Dave Bernard News Radio 105.9 FM.
DuPage County is preparing for the worst as the virus continues to spread. Coroner Dr. Richard Jorgensen has bought a refrigerated mobile morgue. After talking to every funeral director in the county, as well as leaders from nursing homes and hospitals, he says his office has never had to take a step like this before. And he's grateful he didn't wait.
Let's just say it wasn't as quick as I would have liked it to be. So I'm glad that we don't have the need, but we have the capacity. So we're ahead of the ball.
DuPage County has about 650 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with 22 deaths.
A Chicago university is getting a big grant to help address the early childhood teacher crunch.
The University of Illinois at Chicago has received a $2.8 million donation to address the shortage of early childhood education teachers. The gift from Marjorie Polino to the College of Education will fund a faculty project to create a pipeline of early childhood teachers for 4 years. The Illinois State Board of Education says the number of new teachers seeking licenses in early childhood education dropped by 56% over a 10-year period ending in 2017. Chicago officials believe they will need an additional 1,500 early childhood education teachers over the next 3 years. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago police officer is hospitalized after being hit by a car during a traffic stop earlier this morning. Police say officers had pulled over a car near 11th and Troy, saw alcohol in the vehicle, but they say when one of the officers opened the car door, the driver put the car in reverse and sped off, hitting the officer in the process. The car found abandoned a few blocks away. The officer is reported in good condition with leg injuries.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.